Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download Bashani Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download Bashani Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.
You're listening to The Spectrum. Bob Hybrid. The Ivory Coast Media Production.
Greetings, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for tuning in for another edition of The Spectrum with Bob Ivory for this, the first week of August 2021. I said it once, and I will say it again, my friends. It feels like this year is set on fast forward. This year is pushing on like a river. We're already in the eighth month of the year. I suppose the one thing we should always be mindful of is time. Like a river, it keeps on pushing forward. You can't stop it. But you can learn how to flow with it and benefit from its power. Just take a moment and consider the immense and at times merciless and unforgiving power a river yields moment by moment. Just 3 feet of rushing river water can lift a 2-ton vehicle from the ground it sits on as the vehicle surrenders any leverage it may have had. Fight the river if you will, and people will speak your name in hushed tones as the brave fool who thought he could fight a river. You can smack at it, but it crashes back with surprises like undertow where an undercurrent sucks you into the river as you gasp in disbelief that you could succumb to its power so quickly and so easily. Conversely, you can flow with it in a boat, in fact, and be carried effortlessly. Think about it. Be carried effortlessly to your destination. I've been a long-time admirer of the martial artist Bruce Lee, who was also a philosopher, and he says it this way: empty your mind, be formless, shapeless, like water. You put water into a cup, and it becomes the cup. You put water into a bottle, and it becomes the bottle. You put it into a teapot, and it becomes the teapot. Now, water can flow or it can crash. Be water, my friend. Be water. Let me ask you a question. How are you feeling today? How are things moving for you? Are things progressing as you want them to? Because, you know, it's been a challenging, it's been more than a year. Because 2021 has had its own challenges, even though we've got a vaccine. But there's still a tremendous amount of sickness and death. And these things can begin to wear on anyone. So I ask you, how are you doing? How are you faring in the midst of all of this? Do you feel overwhelmed by time? Hey, Mom, are you making sure that your needs are being met while you take care of everyone else's? You know, it's the tendency of mothers to do that, to forget their own needs as they often focus on the needs of the children, on the needs of the family. But my question to you is, are you making sure your needs are being met. It's the old adage we've all heard by now when you're on the airplane and the flight attendant is explaining the safety features of the airplane and how to use this and how to use that. And they say in the event of turbulence, these masks will drop down out of the ceiling. Then they give you instructions to put your mask on first. You see, if there's a problem with the oxygen and you try to help someone else before you help yourself, you end up passing out before you can do any good. And I know you've all probably heard this by now, but it bears repeating. Please, put your mask on first. See to your survival first. Then you'll be in a much better position to make a difference in the lives of other people and your children. Also, you just deserve to be taken care of. Spending all the time focusing on the needs of others. I know you're not necessarily looking for a reward, but you need to be taken care of, and that is simply a matter of respect. Hey, Dad, when you reflect on where you are in your life, does it feel like you're running out of time to have the impact in life you dreamed that you would? I think most men, when we're young, we dream of being able to do something significant in the lives of the people we love, and in particular, our mothers. We want our mothers to be proud of us, to be able to reciprocate the love and sacrifices that they make for us when we were unable to take care of our own needs. But that's how we are. We want our mothers to feel our gratitude. But do you feel it? That pressure, like you're running out of time. I think we all feel the pressure of time in one respect or another. Given its common nature, I don't think any of us need to look too far down our noses at people who may appear to be negatively affected by time or making ill-advised use of it. We all have our fixing. What's a fixing, Bob? Well, I'm glad you asked. A fixing is an area in your life where perhaps more than one, that we could greatly improve on. That said, it's time we all face our own personal fixing. Perhaps it's time we study the flow and power of water and commit to adapting its principles to our own lives, especially when we feel overwhelmed and out of control. You know, I think most people tend to lean hard to what's good and going right with their lives when it's time to look at what needs to be fixed in our lives. I have often heard very successful people, as some may consider them, when faced or confronted with their weaknesses, their excuse is simply, well, I must not have a talent for that. But this isn't about talent. This is about work and effort. Some people struggle with math. Some people struggle with English. Some people struggle to communicate in an effective and concise way. If you have a problem communicating, then that's where your study needs to begin, is what does it mean to be an effective communicator? Have you ever been talking to someone and you could look them right in their eyes and you knew just by looking at them that they haven't heard a word that you said? And that is simply, in most cases, because they have not been taught to listen to people. You see, some people only listen because they're thinking about what their response is going to be, rather than communicating that they've understood what you said. I'll say it again. Perhaps it's time we study the flow and power of water and commit to adapting its principles to our own lives, especially when we feel overwhelmed and out of control. Water can save you or slay you. You choose. Be water, my friends. Well, I hope you enjoyed that little segment. Next up, a message from this month's sponsor, poet and playwright Rosalind Chenault, in her wonderful book, Poetry for Lovers Only. And after that, news and commentary with Nikichi Taifa. It's time to let love back in. When many of us began distancing ourselves because of COVID, we inadvertently cut off the pathway of the virtues of love and true intimacy in exchange for a lifestyle of fear and uncertainty. Now many of us ache for love and affection as never before as a result of being quarantined and denied human contact. Here's one safe way to crack the door and give love a try again in the passionate and provocative book of poetry by Rosalind Chenault entitled Poetry for Lovers Only. Don't let the title fool you, because quite frankly, I think there's a lover inside of every one of us. Read this book and you'll find out for yourself. Couples are encouraged to get a copy each and read to each other. Sounds like a fantastically sensual experience to me. Poetry for Lovers Only, an artful compilation of poetry that passionately expresses love, emotional intimacy, the everyday challenges of the heart. Go to rozheart2heart.com to order your copies right now. Go to rozheart2heart.com. That's R-O-Z-Z-H-E-A-R-T. The number 2, heart, H-E-A-R-T.com, to order your copies right now. You'll be glad you did. And now, In Focus, Black News and Commentary with Nikichi Taifa.
If you have ever seen, was the proud black man with the red, black, and green. The mighty Marcus Garvey had a lot of pride. Millions of black folk were on his side. He sailed from Jamaica to New York City. He organized a group in the 1920s, the Universal Negro Improvement Association. To millions was a great inspiration. He had the Black Cross nurses that worked so fine, the Black Legionnaires and the Black Star Line. The Black Star Line was the name of the ships. They would trade with Black nations and make many trips. The Black Legionnaires was the army to be. They trained to fight to set Black people free. The mighty Marcus Garvey had big parades. The foundation of our nation was being laid. The mighty Marcus Garvey had a lot of pride. Millions of Black folk were on his side. He said, African people were a mighty race, but we need once more a mighty land base. Let Africa be our guide and star, and then we'll know freedom won't be far. But some brainwashed Blacks turned up their nose. The racist court system says Garvey's got to go. Back to Jamaica, he was finally sent. But as he left us with his hints. Look for me in the whirlwind, he said. Look for me in the storm. Look for me all around you, for my spirit will bring freedom to form. The mighty Marcus Garvey, if you have ever seen, was the proud Black man with the red, black, and green. Millions of Black folk were on his side because the mighty Marcus Garvey had a lot of pride. Because the mighty Marcus Garvey had a lot of pride. Because the mighty Marcus Garvey had a lot of pride. Bam. Karibu. I am Sister Attorney Nikechi Taifa, author of the best-selling memoir, Black Power, Black Lawyer, My Audacious Quest for Justice. And as demonstrated in my opening poem, our discussion today is going to focus on Marcus Messiah Garvey. I wrote that poem in the late 70s, amongst many others, highlighting freedom fighters from the past, which I published in a book. Bam. Shining Legacy, Story Points and Tales for the Young, so Black Hebrews Forever Will Be Sung. And guess what, y'all? Stay tuned. The book has been dusted off. The illustrations have been colorized and it will be republished this summer. So be on the lookout for the new revised color edition of Shining Legacy. I'm holding this now. This was the original 1983 edition. So why Marcus Garvey? Why now? We're going to be exploring that today. And we are going to dig deep. We're going to hear from the youngest son of the Honorable Marcus Messiah Garvey, Dr. Julius Garvey, who coordinated a 2016 press conference calling on the Obama administration for his exoneration. And I was happy and I was proud to moderate that press conference.
I'd like to welcome everyone this afternoon to this very historic and auspicious occasion announcing the filing of a petition for the pardon of the Honorable Marcus Garvey.
My name is Nikechi Taifa. I'm a social justice and human rights lawyer here in the Washington, D.C. Area. And we have a very dynamic panel for us this afternoon who's going to talk about the legal issues of the case, the historical issues of the case, the impact of Marcus Garvey in the worldwide diaspora, and many other aspects as well. And we're so very honored to have represented here Dr. Julius Garvey, the youngest son of Marcus Messiah Garvey. It gives me great honor and presence at this historic and auspicious occasion to bring forth
the youngest son of the Honorable Marcus Messiah Garvey, Dr. Julius Garvey, who I think was only about 7 years old when his father died. He spent most of his childhood in Jamaica. He received an undergraduate and medical degree in Canada. He came to the United States. It's important that people know he is an esteemed surgeon. A vascular and cardiac, you know, a surgeon. His decision, in fact, to become a doctor grew from the ideals of his family. But it's important to know the achievements of this great man who is the son of a great, great, great and mighty man who is simply seeking a sense of justice. But not only for his father, but for the era, the movement of which his father was a key part. So let's give it a nice applause again for Dr. Julius Garvey.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Good. Thank you so much, everyone. Thank you for the turnout. And thank you, panel. You've covered the topic so well that there really isn't much for me to say. Perhaps I'll put a little icing on the cake, but not make a major speech. You know, I had to grow up with the fact that my father was a convicted criminal. Convicted in the United States of America, which is the biggest and the strongest country in the world, and boasts of its exceptionalism in areas of democracy and justice. And it was very difficult for me as a young man to reconcile what I knew about my father personally and what I knew about my father from my mother, who was his right-hand man, so to speak, to reconcile that with, quotes, a criminal conviction, when it was clear that he gave his whole life and even sacrificed his family for African people worldwide. As he said then, 400 million African people. Now we would say 1.2 billion African people, the largest, third largest number of people in the world, behind China, behind India, and then, of course, us Africans. From a geopolitical perspective, Africa is the richest continent in the world. I just mentioned our numbers. So our human resources are also of great significance. But what has kept us back has been primarily European invasion and exploitation. I don't have to enumerate that to you because it's very well known. The point, however, is that it continues despite the guise of equality, despite the guise of integration, despite the guise of the first black president, despite the guise of a post-racial society. I think we can draw a straight line over 100 years. From when my father came to this country in 1916 to now, 2016. And young black men are still being shot in the streets in this post-racial era in the largest and most powerful democracy in the world. I think there's a lesson here to be learned. I don't think we need dialogue. I think President Clinton had a racial dialogue to try to, quote, solve the problems between the races. But that was just talk and talk and talk, and nothing really materialized. I think what the Black Lives Matter movement is showing us is that our young black children are tired. They're tired of racism. They're tired of poor education. They're tired of lack of skills. They're tired of living in a society that marginalizes them and restricts their opportunities to be full human beings. That's the way it was when Marcus Garvey came to America. So what lesson are we going to learn from that 100 years after Marcus Garvey, 100 years after the philosophy of Marcus Garvey, the organizational skills of Marcus Garvey to bring us together as a people? You know, my father said, a people without the knowledge of their origin, culture, and history is like a tree without roots. That's one of our problems. We do not know our origins, our history, and our culture. We've been disconnected. That was the whole process of making us slaves. We didn't come here as slaves. We were made into slaves. And the process has continued in terms of our miseducation, as Carter G. Woodson has told us. And it continues. The young men in the street don't know their history. They don't know where they come from. They don't even connect necessarily with Martin Luther King, with Brother Malcolm. Everyone stands on the shoulders of those who have gone before. There would be no black president if it was not for the Civil Rights Movement. If it was not for Brother Malcolm. It was not for Martin Luther King and the countless others. Many of you know their names, many without names. The Civil Rights Movement started with Marcus Garvey. That's acknowledged by Brother Malcolm, it's acknowledged by Martin Luther King, and it's acknowledged by anybody who knows history. The president stands on that foundation. Jomo Kenyatta met my father in England. He proclaimed himself a Garveyite. In his book, Facing Mount Kenya and Other Works, he told about the Negro World, which was my father's newspaper, arriving in Kenya. And the Kikuyu would stand around and listen while they read from the newspaper, the Negro World, memorize the articles, and then run off into the villages to repeat the stories. That fueled the Kikuyu nationalism, that gave rise to the Mau Mau, that gave rise to the Kenyan nation. If there was no Kenyan nation created by the father, Jomo Kenyatta, the burning spear, there could have been no Kenyan national who came to the United States to study. So do you hear where I'm coming from?
Yes.
We stand on the shoulders of those who have gone before. This is a moment, this is a teaching moment for the president. He's very intelligent. He has a lot on his plate. But it's a moment when decisions have to be made. Directions have to be changed. Systems have to be reevaluated, not just words. It demands action. And that's why we're here today. And that's why we think it's the right time. It's the right time to join the dots between 1916 and 2016, because the system has not changed in order to give the black boy and the black girl dignity and their place in American society. So we think that the time is now to exonerate Marcus Garvey by a presidential posthumous pardon. Yes. And that's why we're here. Thank you.
In Focus, Black News and Commentary with Nkechi Taifa. you're really serious about manifesting your dreams, you need a coach. Yes, you need a coach. A coach can save you years of fruitless effort and frustration. Now, I want you to think about that for a moment. Someone has 20 years of experience. It's 20 years of ups and downs, 20 years of mistakes and triumphs, mountaintop experiences, valley experiences, the whole gamut. And you have the opportunity to be mentored, to be coached by such an individual. That will take years of mistakes off of your dream building process. Absolutely years of frustration that you can avoid by benefiting from someone else's knowledge, information, and wisdom. So if you're serious about manifesting your dreams, you need a coach that can guide you through the path. Imagine if you were going on a hike, you wouldn't go hiking through a land that you have never been to. At least I hope you wouldn't. Because the person that's been there, they know the terrain. They know where the holes are. They know where the places that exist, where the cliffs are, where you could fall over or fall off the cliff. A guide is going to save you a lot of misfortune. So, once again, if you are serious about manifesting your dreams, hire a coach. I know that personally for me, it has made a tremendous difference in my own life. So that's why I can recommend it to you, because I've experienced it myself. Ready to take your dreams to the next dimension? DM me on Facebook or Instagram and let's get you connected with the right people and resources to make your dreams manifest. You've been listening to The Spectrum with Bob Ivory. Thank you so much for tuning in. We'll see you next time.
Redesigned Bashani Radio app is hotter than ever. Now you can binge listen your favorite podcast show. And for those listeners that like to talk trash, excuse me, I mean give feedback. Just tap our new feedback button and run your mouth for 60 seconds. Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store or listen online at BashaniRadio.com.